are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his reaction to the congressional testimony of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on Tuesday, in which he believes we could see an end to this recession later this year. But he says, of course, that a full economic recovery will be years in the making. And Scott, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, clearly Wall Street liked what they'd heard from Ben Bernanke today, because the long slide here was at least temporarily reversed by more than a couple hundred points. What data do you think suggests that he might be right? What do you think he's pointing to suggest that the bottom could be around the corner here?
Well, I think a lot of it is just a gut feel. You have to look back at other recessions. This is very different than many, but it's probably closer to what we saw in the early 1980s with Ronald Reagan, where there was a slow, gradual climb out of it. Unlike the most recent recession in 2001, which was a steep decline followed by a steep increase. So you either have a V-shape or a gradual ramp-up in the economy, and I think what he's thinking, and this is going to be a gradual ramp-up in the economy. We have probably not hit bottom yet, is the consensus view, and it's going to take some time to climb out of this, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that the banking system is still frozen. There's so much uncertainty and worry out there, especially with talk that the government will have to step in and nationalize the banks. Now, it looks like Mr. Bernanke did put some of that to rest and said, no, we are not going to nationalize the banks, and that's probably what led to a lot of the big sigh of relief on Wall Street today.
We're talking with Scott Hodge of the Tax Foundation. And Scott, in terms of the timetable here, you mentioned a potential end of the recession late this year and then years of economic recovery. What do you see as policies that could either stunt the growth or help accelerate that growth once we finally do head in the right direction?
Well, you know, first let's address the so-called stimulus package that was just signed by the president, nearly $800 billion. I doubt that that will have much effect, if at all, on the long-term or even short-term prospects for the economy. That was simply a lot of government spending. That'll take years to have any sort of impact. The tax cuts were basically meaningless. Once again, the government throwing checks out there and hoping people will go out and spend it. That didn't work last year. It's not going to work this year. What we do need to do is start thinking about the long term. What sort of policies do we need to put in place that restructure the economy and make it healthier in the long run? We have to look at where the United States is out of step with the rest of the world. That's in our business taxes, for instance. We have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. It's time to cut that to bring us back in line to where the world is today, which is increasingly competitive, and that means that U.S. businesses and the U.S. economy is uncompetitive in the global marketplace. And until we cut the corporate tax rate, we will still remain uncompetitive. Our personal tax cuts, our tax rates, are still too high relative to the rest of the world, and unfortunately it looks like Obama is going to recommend increasing the top personal tax rate back to Bill Clinton era level. That will have a punitive effect, especially on small business owners, which tend to file their tax returns through their personal income tax form rather than a corporate form. And so that could have a dampening effect on entrepreneurs. So I think we need to be very careful about the kinds of measures that we take that end up having a punitive effect on entrepreneurs, investment, and risk-taking, because right now the economy is holding back, entrepreneurs are holding back, and the last thing we want to do is send them further into their holes so that they just basically don't do anything for another year or so.
So in our last 60 seconds here, repeal of the capital gains cuts from 2003, which also appears to be on the agenda, and the bounce back of the estate tax in 2011, what do you see as those impacts?
Well, all of those tend to shake confidence in the investor market and entrepreneurs, especially if he were to increase the capital gains and dividends rates. That would be perhaps one of the worst things you could do for a stock market that is collapsing right now. And we've got to, predictability is very important for markets, and they need to know that those low tax rates are going to stay there for the long term, and that's going to bring more confidence back to the market, and I think that that's only for the good. But if he increases those tax rates, expect further slides in the stock market, and that's bad for everyone.
Scott, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Scott Hodge is president of the Tax Foundation. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder to find the very best of Dateline Washington 24/7 online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join me again tomorrow for Dateline Washington.